This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends on education and careers. I'm your host M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Mr. Shobhit Bhatnagar, founder and CEO of GradeUp. Now that the UPSC exams are around the corner, a lot of the students have a lot of doubts regarding where to go for the courses and which module of courses to choose from. GradeUp provides a slew of options for students to study these courses online. Let us hear from Shobhit as to how students can tread this path. Hi Shobhit, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me here. It's a pleasure to be a part of this show.
So Shobhit, first of all, as far as UPSC is concerned, what are some of the programs that you're offering on GradeUp?
Right. So UPSC is certainly one of the most competitive exams in India. Close to 1 million students, I think, across the country appear for UPSC or any of the other main state services. And I think the overall jobs that are available would be a few hundred across these services, or maybe a couple of thousand, not more than that. Now, when the competition is that high, it becomes very important to focus on each segment or each part of that exam properly and have the best strategy going forward. Of course, in UPSC or any other state, the exam is in a format where there is a pre-exam, which is an objective type exam, followed by a subjective exam and then an interview process. The toughest selection ratio is usually in the prelims exam itself, where not more than 5 to 7% of the students are able to qualify to get into the main writing exam. And I think the mistake or the error that students do is that while they focus a lot on the content and on preparing for the mains exams and writing answers and focusing on the optional exam that they're going to take, they sometimes end up ignoring the prelims exam and then sort of end up not qualifying that and then, you know, again dropping for a complete year and taking that cycle again. So I think one very big thing that I would recommend students, and especially when the exam is, let's say, two, three, four months away only, is to shift gears and start focusing more on the pre-exam. And when you talk about the pre-exam, it's not just from a content perspective, like not just from an academic perspective of knowing subjects there, but also about how, you know, questions appear in the exam. What is the format of the question? What kind of questions UPSC or any state tries to ask and in what format? So everyone has their own peculiar format. And the better you are at understanding that, the easier or the higher probability it is that you will be able to clear that exam. So knowledge is very important. And a lot of us, you know, who are preparing for these exams end up spending a lot of time building that knowledge. But application of that knowledge, especially from a pre-perspective, should be a very big focus area as that exam gets closer. And even at GradeUp, we do a lot of courses which are more focused on sort of shorter duration and oriented towards the pre-exam. So my recommendation to students at this stage would be to focus more on that.
So as far as teachers are concerned, would you have, say, specific teachers for each particular course here?
Yeah, so the UPSC exam has a vast syllabus. So it covers subjects like geography, history, polity, economics, also sciences. And then there's a lot of emphasis on climate change, ecology, environment and all as well. And we've got specific teachers or experts for each of these areas. And these are usually teachers who've done a master's level degree in that specific subject and would be teaching and then have experience of maybe 10 plus years in each of these exam areas and be teaching for that. So they've gone in and analyzed that these are the sections in geography. Now, geography can be a very, very vast subject, right? But these are the three sections which UPSC picks more of in geography. So you need to go more deeper in these three topics. Or what kind of questions, or how does UPSC frame questions for each of these? So from that perspective, each of our teacher or our courses are very designed to the outcome orientation, especially in the pre-exam, because the design and the format of that exam is very important to understand rather than just the knowledge, which obviously is very important.
But as far as the course module is concerned, would you typically have, for UPSC in specific, would you have your individual self-study sort of courses, or would you also have a lot of group?
As a platform, our focus has been on group courses. What we do, what we believe is that rather than recorded lectures or content that, you know, students can study at their own will, we believe that a structured program which is designed to take them to their goal is a much better approach, right? So let's say for a UPSC exam, pre-exam, we would have like a maybe 90 or a 120 day kind of a course where every day what the student needs to do is very clearly defined. And if they go through that course religiously, it will make sure that they are very, very well prepared for that exam. And that's our promise to the student. We don't work in a model where we give you all of the content and you figure out what you want to study from this. I think it's just that the amount of information that's out there right now and the kind of options that students have, most cases, they're just not clear what they should be doing every day and what would be the most efficient preparation mechanism for them. And our objective is to make that happen rather than just give them all of the resources that they can use and prepare.
But typically, what would be the average pricing for some of these courses? And also, is there a regular assessment process that takes place?
Yeah, so most of these courses which are for UPSC or any other government exam are typically priced close to 10,000 rupees for the complete module. Most courses would be about 3 to 4 months long. There can be shorter duration courses as well. But what we think is that that's the minimum amount of time that you need to be able to really give it a good shot at the exam that you're preparing. All of our courses are a combination of live lectures plus tests around those live lectures, discussions of those tests, followed by assessments, which are, you know, mock tests similar to the exam at regular intervals of every couple of weeks, every month. So the whole course completes every bit that you need to prepare for the exam, right from academic content to practicing to taking mocks to analyzing your performance and very actionable items to sort of improve your performance.
Okay. Just one last question from my side. As far as UPSC is concerned, a lot of students keep coming and asking us whether one should go for an online only module or should be a mix of online and offline. What would your suggestion be?
So I would personally say that online is a great option and a much better option than offline in most cases, because you get access to very good teachers sitting at your home or in your college, and that saves a lot of your commute time, that saves a lot of energy and money that you will spend in commuting or maybe shifting cities. Plus also, because of, you know, the nature of business and how it can scale, it's easier for us to get very top teachers and get that delivered online rather than, you know, a student moving to multiple locations and going to different teachers. My recommendation, but of course there is a lot of, you know, people still are not 100% comfortable learning online. My recommendation to students would be that all online platforms, including us and a lot of our competitors, offer free version of our content for them to try and then see how they feel about it. So you guys should, you know, certainly register at multiple platforms, spend a few hours on each of them going through the free lectures. There are a lot of free live classes that we do every day. Attend some of those classes. And as you get more comfortable and confident about, you know, being able to learn with that, when you experience that, then take a call in what kind of courses you want to enroll in.
Thank you, Shobhit, for all those insights.
Thanks a lot. Thank you, Saraswati, for having us here.
With that, it's a wrap on this edition of FutureWise. If you listeners have any topics that you would like us to cover, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.